And welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host here. Man, we got a show set up for you today. It's pretty wild, so get your note-taking material ready. We're streaming here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at Rockdale, Carrick's T98.5 FM. Check us out live right now on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you want to call in with a question or a comment, all complaints can go to Shelby and she can file them accordingly. But the number is 254-697-6633. And remember, all programming is put into podcast form, so you can check it out on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Heck, go to Facebook and look at the videos. Go to YouTube channel, Aaron's Gun Shop YouTube channel, and look at all the videos there. Subscribe, like, follow, the whole works. I want to thank all my sponsors who have faith in the program. Can't do it without you. I want to give an even bigger thanks to my private people who donate, because they get no glory from this. They just like what's on the program. They want to support it, and I can't thank them enough. So thank you to both categories. And really, without them and my seasoned oak spokes and my awesome board operator, I couldn't have this working. But right now, to my left is my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic, except for my solar system.
Oh, no. What are you talking
about? Solar is not...
Oh, okay.
A reliable source of energy.
Solar fans, okay.
I was like, what's the solar
system? My special guest host today, if he ever shows up, is C.J. Grisham. He was on last week, and I'm hoping he didn't get his notes mixed up.
I'm really glad he was here on time last week.
That was good, right? So hopefully he'll pop in any minute here. And to his ghostly right is Judge.
Are you sure he's not down there?
Is Judge Andy? Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing this morning?
You know, I'm so glad to be on this radio program today, because we got three studs and a beauty all here in the studio this morning.
I count two. One, two. Shelby, so, my board operator, she is the metal rim around the wagon wheel. Keeps it all together. Shelby, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired. I've had a lot going on, but what do you say, Andy? The hits just keep on coming.
That's right. The hits just keep on coming.
Military, adapt and overcome. We're going to adapt and overcome. All right. We got a busy show today. Let me set the table up with show highlights, and we'll get her rolling. We're going to do devotional. We'll do another chapter out of Tony Evans' Prayers for Men. And Shelby, I want to thank Harvest House Publishers. Let's do the procedure. Show that book to everybody. We'll be reading that probably in the next 20 minutes or so. And it's a good chapter. I think it's a really great chapter. So we'll hit that. Then we'll do some announcements. True Stories at 11:30. That's everybody's favorite section. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day in a moment. Judge Andy here are going to do his revival prayer and give us some information as to what's going on at Morningstar Ranch. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour. Colonel Brown, I'm going to stop calling it Scratch and Sniff because I don't think you like it, Shelby.
I know you do.
It's
like, I think of...
That's just like Puss Pocket. It's just like, okay. Colonel Brown, constitutional segment. Colonel, can you give me a teaser?
Yes. We're going to talk about the foundation of the country, the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, dear,
and
my
what
heart.
The Declaration of Independence is founded on.
Fantastic. Fantastic. C.J. Grisham coming in, I think. Now, I have special guests coming in at approximately 10:30, but at 10:45, we're going to be talking to all four candidates who are running for constable in precinct number 2 here in Milam County. That's going to be Candace Statton, Amanda Sanders-Duncan, Doug Veach, and Carlton Scott. And I'm going to ask some questions. They've all been given the questions. This is not a hot seat interview. This is, hey, I want you to be able to put a face to the voice, a voice to the concept of what a constable should be here. And this is pure, clean example of grassroots politics. Would you concur with that, Colonel?
Yes.
I know the people, local station... Get them in. Tell us what's on your mind. What are you doing? Everybody.
All politics are local. And then it moves up.
All right, but so that'll start at approximately 10:45. Here we go. Word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, and the colonel likes you putting it into a sentence or a poem, Kurt, you get a prize. The word of the day... I'm going to go to the root form, is nominate. Nominate. It's a verb. Propose or formally enter as a candidate for election or for an honor or award. It comes from this headline. Nobel Peace Prize nomination for Donald Trump. And no, this is not an old article. Former U.S. president has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize to honor his drive to implement the Abraham Accords Treaty in the Middle East. So give me a call. Put the word nominate into a sentence. You get a prize. Colonel, you got your quote of the day?
Yes, I do. Mob rule. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide.
Oh, isn't that sad, man? It hurts my heart to know that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a good thing we're not a democracy.
That's right. We're a republic.
Well, my point was, this country is it's dying, and Trump is the only one at the moment who can save it. And people go, oh, you're raising your right hand to the air quote Hitler. No, you fools who say that. Your country is going down the toilet. And stop looking at your country from 1970 to current. You need to look at it pre-1970 when you still had a decent education and you learned what the Constitution and being American's all about. People today think, oh, personal choice, I can do this. Yeah, that's great, fine, and dandy. But when you start strangling the goose who gives you the golden egg to let you do that, you're an idiot.
Personal choice comes with personal responsibility, and that's what we forget.
Hidden camera. Top Biden White House security official admits Sleeping Joe has dementia. Gee.
No, you think?
Are we in good hands?
O'Keefe put out another one before that that caught all the sex blackmail that's going on in Congress. And that
we talked about that, too.
Destroys. You've got to look up O'Keefe.
FBI Director Christopher Wray. Chinese hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure. Look, you got Chinese, tons of young men Chinese coming from the southern border. You've got them over in Taiwan. You've got them already in country. You've already got them buying tons and tons of land near military bases and along borders.
What does it take? I don't know. Did you see on the Blaze, it was Glenn Beck had a segment where he showed a Arabic-accented man.
Yes.
At the border, saying...
Don't know me yet, do you?
You don't know me, but you're going to. God almighty, that's like a threat.
Trump warns 100% chance of major terror attacks in America. Terrorists pouring in unchecked from all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you forgot, President Trump was the president of the United States, the 45th president. He knows stuff that we can't even think about. Here's a video. Mob of illegals beat up a New York Police Department officers. And those same illegals are freed after beating up those officers and flip off the Americans upon release.
Yeah, I just, that's just...
Now look, some people like Governor Abbott, some people don't, some people are mixed. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, we need deportation of criminal migrants. They're doing violent acts. What Governor Abbott did in sending those illegals to these sanctuary cities has put it more in the spotlight. I commend him, take my hat off, and salute him. Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib, oppose barring October 7th terrorists from the USA. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That respiratory pause, that delay, that dead air is like, what are you... What?
You can't go to college to be this dumb.
They're not dumb. They're extremely smart. They wouldn't be in their positions if they weren't smart enough to follow their directions from their hires.
Yeah, exactly.
Soros-funded group seeks to turn Texas blue with mass immigration. Mm-hmm. Makes sense?
It does.
If I was an evil strategist, that's what I would be doing. U.S. Capitol Police. No one will be charged after leaked Democrat staffer's gay sex tape in the Senate hearing room. Yeah, I know.
It's just...
Wouldn't it suck to be sitting in that chair?
Yeah. Oh, buddy, that's just way bad.
Portland declares emergency over fentanyl crisis 3 years after decriminalizing drug possession.
They made it legal. Now there's a problem.
Imagine that.
All right, let's do some AI news. Elon Musk's AI Grok, is that how you say it, Grok? Gives stunningly accurate description of why governments destabilize countries for power. Now, Colonel, you and I do this all the time about why they do this kind of stuff. So what Grok is doing is getting all the documentations that we manually type in, pull up, research, and it does it like in nanoseconds.
And it doesn't forget anything.
Doesn't forget anything. It gleans all this stuff together and comes up with this. So it's biting them in their own rear end. Now, X is formerly known as Twitter. AI chatbot Grok roasts the World Economic Forum's globalist kingpin Klaus Schwab, the cue ball. Okay? I've been talking about Klaus for almost 4 years now. This guy is extremely dangerous, but it's funny what the AI Grok writes down about him. It's pretty funny. I mean, if I have time, I'll do it.
The Alexis Soros's boy that's taken, mm-hmm. the operating officer now.
Fruit does not fall far from the tree. All right, let me give a special announcement here. When was it? My last seminar, just what, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago?
So last week,
was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's track your time. Went phenomenal, like they always do. Yeah. I have another class on March 2nd. March 2nd will be another self-defense home invasion seminar. It's an incredible class. You will leave extremely empowered. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventure page. You will see it there. Sign up now. Limited seating. And when I come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Yeah,
flew in here with me. Let me continue on with that announcement of the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Self-Defense Home Invasion Seminar. Andy.
Sir.
You took a course for me just recently.
I did. It is great. It was great. Let me tell you something about taking a course from Aaron's High Cap. It's very thorough. You get hands-on on things. It's fun, you know, going to the shoot house. It's fun. It's just a perfect environment. A lot of times you'll go to some of these classes and they're so rigid and they're so, you know, they've got their deal going on. There's no room for expansion or anything. Matt was just great to be with.
Did he feed y'all?
Yes, unfortunately.
Y'all were there a long time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we had to eat this old barbecue.
Y'all were all down there, aren't
you? It was a good time. So if you want to participate, I've got 10 spots open. Actually, I think I only got 8 spots now. So go to Aaron's High Cap Adventure. I'm sorry, go to aaronsgunshop.com. At the top there, you see the High Cap Adventure page. Click on it. Top left-hand corner, you'll see the PayPal button. Subscribe. Or not subscribe, but sign up for the class. And you can email me with questions if you got questions. Okay. Andy, you got a lot going on at Morningstar Ranch. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Morningstar Ranch is during our most exciting time of the year. Not camp. We do our telethon starts Monday evening at Monday evening about, I think it's at 5, without my sidekick here to tell me, my wife to tell me what I'm supposed to do. But we're doing it. Also, everybody should that donated last year should be getting their donation. They'll get a newsletter, and at the bottom of the newsletter is where your donation receipt is. So it's exciting. But let me tell you something. Don't think that Satan ain't working against us, because I tell you this much. We have a professional-sized copier. Mm-hmm. It broke yesterday in the middle of it. So, you know, there's a lot going on. But let me tell you something right now. They ask me, why do we do what we do? People ask me all the time, why do you do what you do? 80% of our kids that come to camp the first time do not know that Jesus is in the Bible.
What?
Yes. What? 80% of the kids don't know. They know the word Jesus.
I mean, a country that's based off.
They don't know that Jesus is in the Bible. Yes, sir. You know, church camp is.
How old are these kids?
13, 14 years old. Starting out. Now, church camp is great. Don't get me wrong. That's not what we do. Church camp is for church kids. Mm-hmm. These kids don't know. Mm-hmm. We're starting with a blank piece of paper and having to fill in the blanks. And it's just, and it's exciting to see. Let me see you right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's better than having them polluted with something else.
That's right. We teach them right from wrong. We teach them basic skills. We also teach them, it's all about leadership and becoming a good leader and what that takes. And it's just one thing after another and after another that we're teaching. Well, hey, we teach them how to change a tire.
Well, that's very nice.
We teach the kids how, because parents are so busy now trying to make a living, especially with this inflation, that they don't have time to do the things that be parents anymore. So we teach them basic skills. We have a lot of fun. We ride horses. Horses are part of the building block for them. It teaches them how to overcome obstacles, how to handle something without force, because you cannot force a horse. You have to finesse them. And it's just, and it's on and on. Everything we do is based on that. We do retreats for vets, and it's more of a retreat. These guys are getting ready, and girls are getting ready to do different things. So we're loving on them, feeding them good, giving them some outdoor experience and that thing. But it's just what we do for kids, which what we started building on, is what makes a difference. Are they perfect? No. But they get a foundation with Morningstar Ranch. They get a foundation. And it makes a difference in what all we do. You know, if there were like it was when we were kids, our parents took us to church. Sometimes forcibly. Mm-hmm. And we complained about it. Well, I had people that I went to school with said, I'm not going to go to church when I get older. My parents make me go to church. Now, those same guys that I know, they said, man, I wished I'd have made my kids go to church. I wished I'd have made that foundation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you very much for all you do for us. Lord, we know the time we live in. And we need to be speaking your word more and more and praying more and more. Prayer is a foundation that we need to build into everything we do. We need to speak what you want us to speak and hear what you want us to hear. We're living in a time when that's not how it's done. It's even in Christian circles, they have an agenda, and it's not yours. So, Lord, help our agenda to be your agenda. Help our words be your words. Not so that we can boast and brag about it and all that kind of stuff, but so that we can make a difference. Because we can. I promise you, Satan cannot hold up against the praying saints. And we need to be saints that are praying. Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, MSRministries.org is our website. And you can go there and make a donation. There's a giving button at the top left-hand corner. And we need you to give because last year we raised the most we've ever raised coming in. And we, because of inflation, we still almost ran out of money. It was horrible, tough last year because our electric bill alone for May, June, July, and August was
$10,000. And your AC went out.
Didn't it? Yeah. And it's just one thing after another. We need your help. We cannot make it without it.
You should put these kids on a treadmill or something.
And yeah, make electricity. Somebody around this table might need them. But MSRministries.org is a website. You can call us at 512-455-2552. And we appreciate MSR Ministries at AOL.com is the email address. If you go to Tively, we take donations that way. But if you want to send a check, it's 4701 County Road 328, Milano, Texas, 76556. God bless you.
Andy, thank you. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how much time we got, Shelby? I'm always asking Shelby.
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Three and a half. Then I will do the devotion, and then when I come back, I'll do the prayer for men. All right. I've been doing devotionals Monday through Friday for a long time to a long list of people. I've been doing it for many years. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And now I've been posting them on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. I want to thank McGuire Tire, though. Without him and them, I couldn't do this particular segment. McGuire Tire, I've been dealing with Casey and the gang there for 20-plus years, and they've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same thing for you. Two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, 254-939-1357, or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads. Good morning. Death. That's what I said. Death. Many fear it and do not understand it. But we as Christians have God's word to comfort us. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. What a scary thought. I continue. There is a process for death. Ecclesiastes 12:7. And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. I continue. And a promise from our Lord upon our death. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. That was Jesus speaking to the thief on the cross with him. And I close. As my grandmother always told me, life without faith is meaningless. We as Christians have faith in this life and the one to come through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. And that's when I asked Shelby how much time I got.
Two more minutes.
Are you kidding me? Two more minutes?
You read it really fast.
All right, let me see if I can do this. Fade down the music if you have to. I'm going to read the prayer from Tony Evans, Prayers for Men. Women, you need to doubly pray for your men and men in general because they need to take their leadership position because they have floundered and have failed to do their proper job, a lot of people. In the book, Prayers for Men, the headline is, or the title to the chapter, A Prayer for Using the Gifts I've Been Given. Lord, you made it clear in your word that you've given every believer spiritual gifts. You've given each of us divine enablements for the purpose of serving you and others. Please make it clear what my gifts are so that I'm not just going through the motions, but I'm fulfilling my purpose through the use of my gifts. Make it so I'm not merely busy, but I'm on target with the time and the talents that you have put on loan to me. Lord, I don't want to waste my life. I want to invest in your kingdom. And that means I need to know clearly how to put my gifts to use so that the Holy Spirit can take me to the next level of my spiritual growth in you. Father, I want to know the gifts, to see them, to understand them, to develop them, and to utilize them for your glory and the good of others. I realize that there is a coming day when you will reward me for how my gifts were used. May I be diligent then in putting those enablements to use. Thank you that as I exercise good stewardship of your gifts, I will discover the power of contentment in all that I do. In Christ, amen. And his final comment is, one reward for faithful stewardship is contentment, a quality of life so elusive that the world has been chasing it for centuries and still hasn't found it. That's from Tony Evans. So I want to thank Harvest House Publishers for giving me permission to read these. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if we have Moz from, or Katie from Moz Place. She's been pretty busy, and she can tell us what the menu is there. After that, we'll be talking to the Colonel, and a whole lot more to come. So we'll be taking a break. Be back in 3 minutes. We'll see you on the other side.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores, or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Radio program. Matt, your host, the Colonel Rafer Brown, Judge Andy Isaac. CJ is not in. I think we have a miscommunication. No worries. We can handle it. I got Shelby here working the board. You, the listening audience. Once again, I want to reiterate the special announcement. I've got March 2nd, an all-day seminar. It's a self-defense home invasion seminar, and you can check it out and sign up. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventures page. You'll see it right there in the top left-hand corner. Text me, email me, do what you want to do. Sign up, but do it quick before it sells out. I want to hit this one article very quickly, and that's the Nobel Peace Prize nomination for Donald Trump. The move was made public Tuesday by Claudia Tini, I think it's how you pronounce it, Republican New York, representative of New York, who seeks to record the historic September 15, 2020 agreement to establish peace and normal diplomatic relations between Israel and two Arab states, namely United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In the weeks that followed, other Arab and Muslim states joined the agreement, including Sudan, Morocco, and Kosovo. Quote, Donald Trump was instrumental in facilitating the first new peace agreements in the Middle East in almost 30 years. For decades, bureaucrats, foreign policy professionals, quote, professionals, and international organizations insisted the additional Middle East peace agreements were impossible without the resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President Trump proved that to be false. Let's see. One more thing I want to say about this, and then we'll move on. Well, I'll just ad lib it, and that's basically this. Trump was on the verge of getting another peace accord, I think it was with Saudi Arabia? I think he was working on Saudi Arabia?
I think so.
He is so thanked, they have his plaque up there in Israel for the Abraham Accords. This guy makes peace through strength. And there's a bunch of people out there who are scared of their own shadow and hide under pillows and can't take an abrupt in-your-face tweet or a statement and cannot see beyond the trees what the heck's going on. This man is going to save this country. Now, let me say, I want to make this very clear. Trump is great for the next 4 years. Then he better have mentored somebody and he needs to go out to pasture because we need to unify this nation. I have paused. Colonel, go ahead.
Could you imagine where we would be had the election gone like it was supposed to and Trump was a president now? Can you imagine how...
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. And what galls me is this. You get some pea-sized brain individuals who try to get an argument with me and they can't back up their statements with fact. Okay, I study my articles, I get my sources, I can have an intelligent conversation with you, and then if you're arguing with me, the race card comes out. You dealt it, you smelt it, you're the first one who dealt it, okay? I've paused. Colonel, take it away before I go further.
All right, this, today, mob rule. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. The sponsored position for the constitutional segment is open. Introduction, I'm USOF retired Lieutenant Colonel Rayford K. Brown, 3,200 hours in the F-4 back when airplanes needed to be manned. This is the lower left-hand corner of the big picture, a deep dive into a small topic to gain better understanding. Today's topic is taken from two Founders Bible articles. David Barton sells the Founders Bible in his wallbuilders.com bookstore. It is a historical document along with the Bible. I love it. Today we're going to be discussing articles that precedes the book of Exodus and another that precedes James in the New Testament. Some of today will be paraphrased material, and I will try to identify my original small thoughts, but it is hard to improve upon this fine book. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, America's political form of government. Right? Let's define the basic types of government that are available. Totalitarianism, theocracy, oligarchy, republic, constitutional republic, democracy, and anarchy. And when we, the book and I, will cover the six founding tenets found in the first 155 words of the Declaration of Independence. Now, this was documented by Alexis de Tocqueville, who came over to America in about 1831 when he was 14 years old, back when people accepted responsibility and let the kids grow, and they weren't stymied by public schools. There are only a few forms of stable government. Most forms have flaws that result in short lives. Let's dive into the forms of government. Totalitarianism. It's a highly centralized control, total control of the society, of all the means of production. There's no individualism. There's no differences of opinion allowed. So no freedom of speech. Today, it is usually socialist or a communist government. In the past, a monarch or a czar. Let's look at the form of government, a monarchy. Government headed by a single individual. Well, that's never really fully true because you can't cover all the bases by yourself. But there are limited forms of monarchy where there is a higher law than the monarch, the Magna Carta in England, or a constitutional monarchy, a theocracy, where the leaders think they are representatives of God. In the Bible, this is the Judeo-Christian ethic. In the Quran, Islam, Muhammad thought he was a representative talking directly to the angel Gabriel. Most of the monarchies are continued as a bloodline, is a commonly the way they transfer power. It's by struggle and not war for the others. Limited life, the monarch, 20, 40 years is common. One person cannot control alone, so they have a council of nobles or a knight's round table. This leads us to oligarchy. Oligarchy, where power resides in the hands of a small appointed elite group. In the Bible, it was the Sanhedrin. Islam has a second layer of imams below the head imam. Now, can you smell the Biden administration? I didn't say sniff, sniff. Republic. Representatives of the people execute the sovereign power of the government. All right. Representative government was first set up by Moses. He said, select among you a ruler for the thousands, hundreds, tens, and this was also the Greek councils. Constitutional government of laws made by the people's representative. These laws control the government and the people. So you have to follow the laws when you have a constitutional republic. Representatives of the people are not sovereign because they are controlled by the Constitution approved by the people. And the examples in the Bible, Exodus 18:21, Deuteronomy 1:15-16, and 16, chapter 16, verse 18. John Adams, a government of laws, not men, when he described America. The key to a constitutional republic is to select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who had dishonest gain, and you should not be there, and you shall place these over them as leaders. Well, I surmise that this lets our Congress out after O'Keefe's documentary. Democracy. Sovereign power lies in the people who exercise power by direct majority of those participating. It has no history. As soon as the meeting is over, it's that. They make a decision, and they carry it out the next instantly. If they have another meeting, it's gone. Only the present popular will counts. John Adams called it mob rule. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. Well, I guess this is a hint about the quote of the day. Anarchy or revolutionary? A government without laws. Each individual is a supreme power of what he can control. The law of the shark and tiger. described in the Bible as government where every man does what is right in his own eyes. It's described in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8, and Judges chapter 17, verse 6, and chapter 21, verse 25. Anarchy always leads to people crying for an oligarchy or monarchy to bring stability and protection for the weak.
Hegelian dialectic.
Yes. My view is that this is why John Lewis, teachers' union founder, socialist, and our media always refer to our constitutional republic as a democracy. This is why they are trying to destroy the police departments. This is why they destroyed our borders. The socialists want the USA to descend into anarchy and then demand an oligarchy where they are ready to supply control. And we'll be back after the break.
All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Shelby, you're probably going to put up fingers telling me how many seconds I got left, right?
You're done.
I'm done. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the first hour, final segment. Don't forget, at approximately 10:45, I'll have all the candidates who are running for Precinct 2 Constable coming into the studio. We're going to be asking them some questions. They've all got the questions. It's not a hot seat interview. It's going to be strictly, hey, get to meet them, know them, see them. And I don't know. Maybe we'll have an open phone and you can ask questions. We'll see what we can do. But right now, I've got the Colonel, Rayford Brown, continuing on. Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. We had this seven types of government: totalitarianism, monarchy, theocracy, oligarchy, republic, constitutional republic, democracy, and anarchy. And these things kind of overlap, and they can be. But now let's talk about, since we have the spectrum of government, let's go to the founding of the United States and the Declaration of Independence. As the Hillsdale College people refer to it, it is the silver frame that holds the golden apple of the Constitution. The tenets of American exceptionalism, best described by Alexis de Tocqueville, to see for himself, he came to in 1831, the source of the stability, freedom, and prosperity that was observed by the rest of the world. He thought that America was extremely exceptional. Now, there are six fundamental tenets set forth in the first 155 words of the Declaration of Independence. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them to another and assume among the powers of the earth in the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect for the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. Now, this final sentence was used as a justification for our first constitutional convention, first and only, in Philadelphia. And this is what the COS is counting on now. That's a whole nother day. Here are the six tenets we are looking for. There is a Creator. Inalienable rights come from God. Government is to protect inalienable rights. There is a fixed moral law that is not negotiable. The consent of the governed to alter, abolish, or create a new government. Those are the six tenets. Let's go deeper now in each one. There is a Creator. A man who create, all men are created equal. And this is an attack on the bloodline from England, the Tudors and stuff, Stuarts. That they are endowed by their Creator, okay? There is a power higher than man-made government. Now, this is the first factor in a limited government. When you have a communist or atheist government, there is no higher power than government. There is no value of human life. The safety and prosperity of nations ultimately and essentially depend on protection and the blessing of Almighty God, and the national acknowledgement of this truth is an indispensable duty which the people owe to Him. And that was John Adams. Inalienable rights come from God. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Inalienable rights come from God, not from government. Governments are instituted among men to protect these rights. Now, what are the inalienable rights? Well, life, liberty, property, self-defense, freedom of religion, conscience, speech, assembly, and many others. Man-given rights can be taken away. We see an example of this in the UN Declaration of Human Rights. It sounds so good when you first look at it, but then the last clause, unless it is contrary to the needs of the United Nations, puts a real emphasis on it. Men have the power to regulate, alter, or abolish man-given laws. This makes the power of government absolute and unlimited under a communist government. Able men who fear God should be government leaders. We have to remember this when we go to the polls and select the proper people. We are paying the price for not following this rule now. When you have people that disregard the Constitution and carry on for themselves, recognition of God-given rights is the second tenet.
Colonel, that is why, that is the whole reason why the people behind the curtain have dumbed the populace down, because what you're reading...
Exactly, and that's the whole point. Our education system, the communists went after it, the very first thing. That's when the country was formed. We have always been under attack. Government is to protect inalienable rights. That secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Government is to declare and enforce only our natural rights and duties and take none of them away from us. There is a fixed moral law. Some things just aren't negotiable. And this one thing I have against Cruz, by the way, you can't negotiate on abortion. To assume among the powers of earth the separate and equal station to which laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
Hey, wait a minute, Colonel. I agree with you there, but I want it. You tell me if you agree with me or not. The abortion thing is because one of the tenets was life. This life cannot defend itself. It must be defended.
Right. And the natural part of this is no other species destroys life in the womb. And that makes it a violation of natural law. This line is from William Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. The separate and equal same to which the law of nature and nature's God entitle them. Moral laws come from God through the Bible. Nature's laws are not to be contramanded. No species kills its young in the womb. Right? Homosexuality is condemned in the Bible. It occurs sometimes in nature, but is considered abnormal. Absolute moral law is the fourth tenet. Right? Consent of the governed.
Now I got to say something here about the homosexuality thing. We're in the United States of America. Life, the abortion, liberty, the freedom to do what you want. The problem is when we start doing kids and children, they can't make their own decisions yet. If you're an adult, make that decision. Who am I to judge you? The Lord will judge.
Well,
go ahead.
That's back in the day before antibiotics. This sex among men
was dangerous.
Was,
I know
it caused
problems.
Dead. You get an abscess or something, you were dead. All right. Consent of the governed. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. All right. This social compact theory. People surrender some of their individual autonomy in order to create a stable and civilized society. You can't do something that's going to hurt somebody else. Consent of the government falls below God's moral laws. Okay, there's no compromise. Social compact laws are local laws like speed limits and municipal ordinances. The consent of the governed implies a majority shall prevail. And that's George Washington emphasized that. Preserving the will of the majority on issues beneath the level of moral law. Inalienable rights is the fifth tenet and secures American exceptionalism. Finally, people have the right to alter, abolish, or create a new government if the one they have does not do what it's supposed to and protect your inalienable rights. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Good government is to preserve the first five tenets. We must never be without government, as this is anarchy, which leads to oligarchy. Article 5, modifications of our Constitution, or we can call a convention which could replace the entire Constitution. There are already 27 amendments to the Constitution. Madison and Adams feared a second convention. The contentious nature of current times and the lack of moral and just citizenry. This is the sixth tenet of American exceptionalism. So let's review the six tenets. There is a creator. Inalienable rights come from God. Government is to protect inalienable rights. there is a fixed moral law, the consent of the governed to alter, abolish, or create a new government. Your homework is to review and understand how these tenets do not fit into all forms of government. Totalitarianism, monarchy, theocracy, oligarchy, republic, constitutional republic, democracy, and anarchy. And remember, our Constitution is only capable of governing a moral and just people.
That's a big statement right there.
I'm the Colonel, and I'll see you in church tomorrow after you go to the wallbuilders.com bookstore and get your digital copy of the Founders Bible.
All right, Colonel.
All right, a little plug there. I appreciate this book so much, and I don't want to be accused of being coming from Harvard University and plagiarizing everything. I'm trying to give credit credit is due.
I appreciate that. Look, we're going to take a break. Just finishing up the first hour. We've got two more to come. We'll take a three-minute break, and when we come back from the top of the hour, I've got some articles I want to go over, and we'll be in preparation for 10:30. I've got some personal commentary, and then 10:45 we will have our candidates. We'll be back in three.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rancher Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, the Colonel, my wingman, is sitting to my left, Judge Andy.
Yes!
Andy!
Yes! Ain't me, you go out to kind of straighten up here now. You know, tighten up your socks or something.
And I got Shelby taking care of the board here. She's doing a great job. You, the listening audience, if you want to give a call in, it's 254-697-6633. You can check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all programming put into podcast form. And you can check it out at Podbean, Spotify. Look, I've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads.
And a couple of more besides that.
I'm extremely excited. Okay? So if you missed anything...
You know what's exciting to be part of this radio program? You know, I'm lucky in that my life is... There's three things that I'm part of that really make a difference. Morningstar Ranch, this program, and being a judge. It's exciting.
Well, I'm glad I made the top three, man. That's pretty good. I know the Colonel thinks the same about the program, right?
You can't hear me shaking my head. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
You know, I've got a... I'll tell you what, since we brought that up, let me do this instead of at 10:30. I'll do this now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this show for eight plus years. Charlie McGregor, KRXT, gave me the first 30 minutes of my show a long time ago. And Billy Ray did my very first ad. It's kind of funny. I saw him. That was kind of funny. He said, "Hey, man, you know who you are?" And he's looking at me like, "What, man? What did I do?"
You know what you caused?
He did my ad, and I'm like, "Dan, that sounds good. Thank you very much." And then it grew from 30 minutes to 3 hours to 3 hours 5 days a week. But let me tell you something. All through those 8 years has been nothing but trouble because of poor management, greed, political differences, the design of profitability based on or as compared to what may work for a community, infighting, hostile takeovers. And through all of that, every time there'd be a collapse of the station, not of the program, but of the station, the program would come back and get bigger than it was before.
We need this program. We, and I say we, I'm talking about everybody around here, need this program.
Now, there's a difference between greed and profitability. We have a new owner of this station, and he's a businessman. And I understand totally his business concepts. He's here to make it profitable, to make it run smoothly, and all that. And I can't argue that at all. I may have a couple differences. But there are some who will just, for greed purposes... some ownership may just peel off as much money as they can from the station and make it not possible for the station to survive or produce a good product. Okay? I've been through that. Tell you what, it's crap. But what I see is the cream that flows to the top. And yes, I'm going to pat myself on the back. And the reason I pat myself on the back is because I'm giving a high five to the Lord. Because without the Lord, without me following him and him guiding me, and putting his graces on this program, it would never have made it to where it is. I went from 5 days, 3 hours a day, to one day on Saturday for the sole reason of ownership having infighting, crookedness, and greed. And here I am now in this station one day a week. I would like to go 5 days a week. And here's why I'm bringing this up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want this type of radio... It's not going to be here by chance unless God puts his finger on it. I mean, he's putting his finger on this program. Don't get me wrong. But you, the listening audience, if you're enjoying this program and you're just sitting there doing nothing in life when it comes to making our country better, you're part of the problem. You need to pull yourself up from your bootstraps. You need to take a reality check and say, do I want this to continue? If you do, you need to make a stink about it.
Self-government requires self. You have to put self into it.
That's right.
if there's not an upswell of people, and I got lots of people listening, it's just a matter, it's just like the population when it comes to voting. You got people who will sit on their rear end until the last moment and then say, oh, I got to take the kids somewhere. Maybe I won't vote. You must make it a priority. You must make your voice known. If your voice is known and somebody's doing business and they see, well, the public wants this and they're willing to pay this and I'll have this, that, or the, look, you're going to have success. But if you just sit there and do nothing and say, well, you know, somebody else will call in, you're the problem. It's like one of my devotions. You're kicking the problem down the road, kicking the can down the road. You've got to get up and do something. If you like this program and you want to keep it on the air, I need your support.
Amen.
I need your support. This is not gimmick. This is not joke. This is not fooling around. If you've got money tucked away somewhere and you don't know what to do with it, this program could use it. It's extremely difficult to stay on the air with the prices that it costs to stay on the air.
And our sponsors could use your money, too.
That's right.
That's right.
These sponsors have faith in me. Most of them have known me for a while, and the others who don't have based it off of the foundation of the show and the success of the show, and so they have faith in me in that regard, and their businesses have grown. So if you got a business and you want to support this program by sponsoring it, let's go. Bring it on. Anyway, there you go. There
Does
you have
classify
it.
Does that classify as a rant?
Yeah, probably.
It's
probably a rant.
Yeah, let me say this, good or bad. This is exciting times. Good. I mean, there's something every day. There's no excuse for you to be bored because there's something going on. And this radio station and this program keeps helps keep people informed about things that they're not going to hear about on the media.
One day is not enough.
That's right.
So, owner, if you're listening, one day is not enough. Yeah, I'm putting myself on the line. One day is not enough. The public needs to get information like this. Because you know what's funny? I find all these, the other side of the aisle who have radio shows, they flounder, they falter, they have no audience. You get conservative radio, conservative talk, and they bound. Look at the meetings with Trump and Biden. Look at the difference. How do you argue that?
Yeah, that's right. It is so much different. I've not seen one liberal radio program that's made it yet. Have you? Well, is anybody?
Liberalism is based on lies. The ends justifies the means, and they lie to each other, and they lie to us. It's impossible to continue like that.
Every once in a while, I need a little humor in my life, so I'll switch it over to CNN. How do they stay in business?
They don't. They're losing money big time.
Yeah. How do they stay in business? But yet Matt reaches out here and does what we do here at KMIL, and it is really informative. It makes a difference. You get a chance to see a different side that you're not going to see. Even on the local media, you're not going to see a lot of most of what we talk about. You know, there's no radio program other than this that lets Morningstar Ranch on and to tell about what we do to make a difference.
I get lots of people communicate with me in different mediums. You should do this and you should do that. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And my response is, why don't you do it? Why don't you get your own radio show? Why don't you go out there and do what you're telling me to do? Go do it. The other thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to pick my battles. When the Colonel and I and Andy were together 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, we were given class. And we would fill up auditoriums of people who grew and developed and learned and were thankful for the truth. Do I make mistakes? You're damn right I do. But call me on it. Prove why I'm wrong, and I'll change it instantly.
I had more people calling me and texting me and emailing me about how much they appreciated me being on the radio station from when we were on 5 days a week than you can imagine. And it made a huge difference. I get my English in here. Difference in Morningstar Ranch and what we do. We reach out and touch people, and we reach out and touch a lot of people. With all the special guests you have, I mean, from Dr. Shelley on down. I mean, we make a difference. And it's always been a pleasure to be part of this radio
show. I don't mean to brag, but I'm going to. On that 5 day show, because we were teaching and educating and all that, and people followed us, in a moment's notice, ladies and gentlemen, I could put out a call and I would get a response that was incredible. I remember one story of a young girl doing a Kool-Aid stand to make money for an injured officer, I believe it was. That day, in an hour and a half, $3,000 was pulled in for that little girl's dad. Mm. And that is because we had a participating audience because they had been awakened to what America it truly is. They had somebody speaking the truth to the best of their abilities. They would come to us and ask for guidance or questions. I mean, they would have to do their own work, but they say, what about this? I go, well, you know, it's good homework, but what? Check this or check that. Or somebody would say, Matt, you're good on this, but you're bad on that. We were working together as a team. When you do it one day a week, it makes it extremely much more difficult because it's just like church. You go to church on Sunday, and by the time Thursday or Friday comes around, you ain't remember one darn thing about Sunday, and you're screwing up on Saturday and crawling into church Sunday morning.
It's a lot true.
All right, Colonel, my rant is done. When we come back, we'll go over some articles. And the number here is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, at 1045, I've got the candidates for Constable Precinct Number 2 in Milam County. Let's see if I can remember the top of my head. Carlton Scott, Doug Veach, Candace Statton, and Amanda Sanders Duncan.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Guys and gal, I want to go over terrorism here. I've got like five or six articles that touch it in a little different aspects. Let's have a discussion about this. And the first one I want to start off is this. Trump warns 100% chance of major terror attacks in America. Terrorists pouring in unchecked from all over the world. Now, look, if we didn't have an open border and somebody in politics for an election year is saying this, they're fear-mongering. We've all been watching it. We all know what's going on. I know people in DPS and law enforcement all over, and they're telling me what's going on. I can see video from private people doing videos, independent organizations, the whole works. Yet you'll get the mainstream media who'll say, no, no, it's under control. It really is under control. And we've had almost 10 million people come into our country in the last 3 years. So he says from all over the world, quote, today we have a catastrophe waiting to happen. It is the worst border in the history of the world. And I totally concur. If you don't have borders, you don't have a country.
It's a disaster of biblical proportion waiting to happen. And when we start having IEDs, which we've already had some stuff about that, yep. And we start having random shootings everywhere, you know, who are you going to blame now? It'll be Trump's fault.
And we got law enforcement out there wearing a badge. Got to deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
So what do we do? We're putting, they got enough pressure on them.
Yeah, the deal in New York City with people attacking. And another thing is, we're all going to have to step up. When we see a cop in trouble, we're going to have to try to help them.
And look, if you're not prepared, and this was not a segue to this, but I'm telling you, my students have a much greater chance of supporting a law enforcement officer in the bar ditch having a hard time than somebody who else is carrying constitutional carry, doesn't take a class or whatever. They, I got a gun. I'm 18, I got a gun. Okay? Sorry, it doesn't work that way. All right, former President Donald Trump issued a stark warning on Saturday claiming Joe Biden's open border policy has been guaranteed an imminent terrorist attack on the homeland. Quote, just 3 years ago, we had the strongest and safest border in the U.S. history. Gentlemen, Shelby, 4 years with Trump, what did we have? An economy that was booming, a military that was powerful, nations that paid
world
their fair
for
peace,
the
Abraham's Accord, China kept in check, secured border. You had the
money
races. The races. You had black preachers. I forget what the name of it was. They go, this is the most non-prejudicial. What's the word? He's not prejudiced. It's unbelievable how good this president is. Okay?
And they were... The Latino and the black communities had the highest employment levels
of ever.
I don't like to mention this very often, but I'll tell you right now, I'm originally from New York. I've known Donald Trump for 40-something years. What he says today is what he said back then. Nothing's changed. Go look up Oprah Winfrey interviews. Go look up Rona Barrett interviews. Go look up all Phil Donahue interviews. Okay, he's the same guy. He was a business guy. He would support Democrats because he wanted to build buildings. But back then, it was a different environment. Now, this is treacherous. They see the light at the end of the tunnel, these people, of the destruction of America. And you, the majority of the people, I shouldn't say the majority, there's a big chunk of people who are looking and thinking that this is what America is. Let me wake you up. Let me throw some cold water onto you. This is not what America is.
Not at all.
If you read your Bill of Rights, Constitution, and just see history, it is about liberty. Life and the pursuit of happiness. These people want to control your lives. Go ahead, cut in, Colonel. You've always got something. Go ahead. You're not going to interrupt
every
me
day.
You're not interrupting because I'm right.
Yeah, that's good. Every day we face a different challenge, and our challenge right now is just to get back to where we need to be. You know,
the opportunities to excel are very good.
What's that?
Try to talk now, Colonel.
Testing.
You know, I see every day, and I get the opportunity to really talk to and be part of a lot of the law enforcement people, and then a lot of them are really concerned because they can't know if somebody's got their back, if they have to shoot somebody, are we going to face a year and a half of lawsuits and stuff that even though they're right, even though they were justified, even though that they were making the right decision and protected life and liberty, that they're going to have to spend their whole fortune that they have protecting themselves as a police officer.
Let me continue on with what he says. Just 3 years ago, we had the strongest and safest borders in the U.S. history. Today, we have a catastrophe waiting to happen. It is the worst border in the history of the world, an open wound in our once great country, Trump wrote. Terrorists are pouring in unchecked from all over the world. There is now a 100% chance that there will be a major terrorist attack in the U.S. Close the border. Now, continuing on, amid record numbers of illegal aliens pouring into the country, at least 30 apprehended in fiscal year 2024 were federal terrorist watch lists. I have inside sources that tell me it is way bigger than this. Okay?
Yeah.
Biden's open borders have become such a national security threat that the former law enforcement officials in the letter to Congress warned Joe Biden's open border policies have put America in grave danger. Here it is. It would be difficult to overstate the danger represented by the presence inside our borders of what comparatively a multi-divisional army of young single adult males from hostile nations and regions whose background, intent, and allegiance is completely unknown. They include individuals encountered by border officials and then possibly released in the country, along with the shockingly high estimate of gotaways, meaning those who have entered and evaded by uninvited foreign actors. It is reasonable to assert that the country possesses dramatically diminished national security at this time. The nation's military laws and other national or natural protective barriers that have provided traditional security in the past have been thoroughly circumvented over the past 3 years.
And it's all deliberate.
Yeah.
It's treasonous. And I hold our Congress, Republican and Democrat, totally responsible for not enforcing the treason clause in our Constitution. People that commit treason should be tried.
You know, it goes on and on like this, in that it seems to Americans today that the bad people never get punished and good people had to fight the fight.
Anarchy.
Yeah.
Why did something not come up with Hillary?
I brought up Hegelian dialectic. Anarchy.
Yeah.
If government sources, which I believe, let me tell you something. You got government. You got all the different positions and people in government. There are tons and tons of people in government who love this nation and are doing their job to the best they can.
Absolutely.
But they're the ones who aren't on important boards can make important decisions.
That's right.
The ones up there are the ones who sold their souls mostly or somehow got in there because they claimed a fame, they did something, made a comment, and they were able to get themselves in a position of power. But I even lost my train of thought. Where was I going? What did you say?
the bad people never get punished.
You're punished, okay? You got all these good people in there, but there's people up there in power. They keep protecting each other.
Yeah.
They keep covering their rear ends.
You know,
they took over the judicial system. They took over the Department of Justice. So
how many of them were on a plane list to go to Pedophile Island? You know?
Well, and O'Keefe. Has been these undercover videos he comes up with. What a fantastic job.
Show me how much time I got.
3 minutes.
Let me do this one, and we'll finish up on this segment. FBI Director Christopher Wray. And Colonel, I don't expect you to remember because me and him were having this dialogue. We were talking about Wray about other things when it came to terrorism. But this one here, it says, FBI Director Christopher Wray, Chinese hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure. He's also saying, you better watch out. People are coming through. We're going to have terrorist attacks, blah, blah, blah. And what we're seeing reports are we're having military-aged men in mass of Chinese descent coming up to the southern border. Now, Colonel, correct me if I'm wrong. You can't wipe your rear end in China unless the government knows it.
That's right.
So how did these guys were able to sail across the ocean blue, come up through the southern border, and not be executed by the Chinese government?
And line up and stand at parade rest with their little suitcases. It's remarkable. And wait for the Border Patrol to come pick them up then.
And they're in, formation. They're not just, unbelievable.
They're just lined up down to their standing parade rest.
I hope if anything happens from this radio show today is that you got slapped across the face and woke up, okay? I'm serious. Sometimes you just need to snap out of it. Wake up. Smell the coffee.
And it doesn't do any good to just buy ammunition. You got to buy magazines as well. If you don't have it loaded in a magazine,
doesn't do a damn bit of good if you don't know how to use it, Colonel.
That's the other thing. And how to change magazines, how to clear malfunctions.
I can't tell you multiple times.
You mean all that stuff we learned last week?
Multiple times when I do my seminars, One of the top procedures is they come in to sign paperwork and do a weapons check. I check their weapons. Oh, the weapon's clear. The weapon's empty. The magazine's out. Magazines are empty. I go, the gun is loaded until I take possession of it and check for myself that it's not loaded. And in the process of doing that, I can't tell you how many times I racked a live round from the chamber. So a lot of good it is to have a firearm, firearms, ammunition, if you don't know how to use it. It's going to be taken away from you and used on you. So if you want to protect yourself, you better stand up tall, find somebody. If it ain't me, find somebody you can trust who knows what they're doing. And that's a hard task.
That's right. I had Glenn Beck Security fire my .380 into a post inside of their thing after somebody scanned our trunk and popped it open at his show.
Ladies and gentlemen, my training is not NRA training. NRA training is a joke. It's a farce. However, that somehow they incorporated you got to have an NRA certificate. Yeah, so I'm good. I'm pistol, rifle, shotgun. I'm bad. But you know what? The instructors were terrible. You go to my course, you take the fluff out of there. This is live. This is real. This is in your face. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. program. What was that, Andy? What did you want to say, Andy?
Well, Verizon is really pushing me getting a new phone. I mean, they want me to have a new phone, $800 off, $900 off. Now I've got one for a iPhone 14 for free.
Let's continue on. We got about, I don't know, 12 minutes or so, 13 minutes before we have our awesome candidates come in, running for Precinct 2 Constable. It's going to be a great conversation. But let's finish up on the terrorist thing here. Shock video. You need to go watch it. Mob of illegals beat up New York Police Department officers. Now, I watched this video, and in the beginning, you've got a group of illegals. I'm very keen on body language, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the things that keeps me safe. It's because I can see what's going on before it gets close to me. As I'm watching the video, you got two officers in blue casually walking into the group of illegals and gently waving their hands as, come on, you need to disperse, you need to disperse. They started to disperse, and then all of a sudden something off camera happened, and then they started pummeling. Is that the right word?
Pummeling.
I don't think there's a T.
T in it? Okay. they were kicking them and hitting them.
Kicking them and
hitting. That's the 25-cent word. And I'm like, what's going on, man? That is on a simple problem. You got people attacking law enforcement. There's only so much law enforcement. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, how many times do we see somebody getting beat up and people are got enough camera on the phone and they're watching it? And there's some woman getting pounded.
Perfect. Look, I got four candidates who are all either retired or active law enforcement. Okay? Yeah. If a situation like that happened here, are we going to pull out our cameras? Or are we going to go assist our fellow citizen who happens to wear a badge?
I'm going to assist, I guarantee you.
Damn right.
I can't believe people do that. I can't believe you, as a man, watch a woman get raped, which we've got evidence of it, raped, and you just got your phone out.
That's a lot of hits on TikTok, man.
I mean, I'm telling you, that's what we need, more hits on TikTok.
That's what they do.
Or on X, or whatever. I don't care. There's no amount of money.
That's why they do it.
There's no amount of money. There's no amount of money that's justifiable.
Okay, so we talked about the mob of illegals beating up the officers, right? Here's the next article. Those same illegals freed after beating up New York Police Department officers, yeah, and they flip off the us Americans on camera.
Yeah.
The immigrants who were released without bail after taking part in the mob assault on the New York PD officers defiantly flipped two middle fingers at reporters following their release from the short jail stint.
See, this is the only time I'm jealous of, like, Kim Jong-un's people. You've been gone!
You know how he takes care of his political enemies? He puts you out in the middle of a field and they shoot a 20 millimeter cannon at you and your body explodes.
No, anti-aircraft gun. They use that 40 millimeter automatic.
Oh, gosh.
That's a firing squad, right?
Now, after that, we have New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Now, you know what surprises me about Eric Adams? I hadn't really paid attention to him. He was an officer, came up through the ranks, and then was running for mayor of New York City. And I'm saying to myself, okay, wait a minute. You know, in the military, if you're a guy who's enlisted and then you become an officer, you know both worlds. You can be a liaison between enlisted and officers because you know the feeling of an enlisted, but you're an officer and you can communicate. So here we have New York Mayor Adams. We need deportation of criminal migrants. They're doing violent acts. Henceforth, the last two articles I just read, right?
Yeah.
Governor Abbott has been sending them up there into all sanctuary cities, and I salute him for that. I got challenges with other things he does, but we got to pick our battles. Right now, the battle is the border. And he's sending them there. Without him doing that, it would have been a Texas thing. And these politicians up there in these sanctuary cities need to be going, instead of whining and complaining to Governor Abbott, they should be going to Biden and saying, listen, man, you better fix this thing. I am raising my right hand and doing the Hitler salute to you, Biden, but, you know, I've got to have some leniency here so I get reelected. This is killing me. And then they're taking hospitals and schools and public housing, and they're going to Massachusetts was asking home residents. Please, man, come on, please. I got no more room. Would you take them into your house?
And we passed a law that they all have a right to someplace to stay here. So they're lying in the bed they made. This thing, I keep wanting to remind people, it's not the fence that's a problem. It's not the physical barrier. It's all the chum on this side of the border that's drawing people in and drawing them from around the world. And we have all this free stuff we're giving away, free education or reduced cost college or free medicine.
Well, didn't I hear it on last week's show? CJ was saying they're getting $500 credit cards?
Yeah.
$5,000 credit cards.
And a $500 phone. So there are major problems, but
I'm going
it's
to
not
Mexico
it's,
and declare it's, my
it's our own fault.
They can't go there because two weeks ago we were talking about how these group of women were going to the cartel leaders and saying, "Hey, can you help us out? We need protection." Come on. What happened to government law enforcement?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to Mexico, sorry. All right, let's finish this up with this. Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib oppose barring October 7 terrorists from USA. Now wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen out there listening, do you know what October 7 terrorists are referring to? Do you even know what that's referring to?
It's probably referring to Israel retaliating.
Yeah. No, that's the Hamas coming in on their little propeller paragliders and taking women and children and killing people and all
burning
this kind of
people
stuff.
To death, yeah, I know.
So we have two people in Congress, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib, who oppose, who are saying, no, don't bar them. Don't bar them from coming in the USA.
But we had also the United Nations involved in this. We've just found out that up to 1,200 United Nations personnel were involved in the October 7th attack. So several people have
1,200 UN troops.
Not troops. Okay. These were part of another agency for Palestinian support. But this is not the first time. And remember, the United Nations was founded to take down the United States.
Yeah, but most of the people out there listening, Colonel, think, oh, you're crazy. But when you slow down, take a look, find somebody you trust to give you some information that's verifiable. If you don't believe the horse's mouth, you can go to... if you don't believe the messenger, you can go to the horse's mouth and see it. When somebody gives me information, I say, where'd you get that from? Have you verified it?
Yeah.
Have you double-checked it, cross-referenced it? Have you done that? No, then I don't want to talk to you. Sorry. It could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, buttered toast, but I'm not going to put it on the air.
Yeah.
Back to this article. The Jewish Insider reported, Representatives Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib broke with the rest of the House on Wednesday evening to vote against a bill barring participants in the October 7 attack on Israel from entering the United States. The No Immigration Benefits of Hamas Terrorist Act would designate any members of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and any other individuals involved in perpetrating, planning, funding, or supporting October 7 attack on Israel as barred from the U.S. and from seeking an immigration relief from the U.S. What is wrong with these two people?
Huh.
What's wrong with you?
Where's
their allegiance? Two, are they getting paid to say this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Are they bought and sold? Are they sold their soul to the...
It's just unbelievable that you can be this... It has to be planned because you can't be this dumb on your own.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. I totally agree.
Shelby,
give me a time check, please. 2 minutes. Okay, let's do this last article. Hidden camera. Top Biden White House security official. Let me read that again in case you missed it. Top Biden White House security official admits Sleepy Joe has dementia. Colonel, you're the constitutional expert. Where does that fall into place when it comes to our president securing us and keeping us safe? He needs to be out on the 25th Amendment.
That's correct.
Well, could you clarify?
I can't clarify, but this is not the first time in our history where a wife has hidden the disability of the president.
Woodrow Wilson.
And it's before this. But the whole situation, there are more people involved than just Joe Biden. And Joe's always been just a mouthpiece figurehead. And the people that supported Obama also controlled him. So
what's
we have
phrase?
A lot of trouble.
He's not a compliant idiot. He's a useful idiot. I've been watching him for years. I've been watching old clips of him. The blunders and baffles he makes is unbelievable. And they put up him and Kamala because they figured if we lose this, we didn't lose much. And they cheated well enough to get them into office, and they're running with it as far as they can go. Yeah, but mark my words, I think Trump's VP pick is going to be Carrie Lake from Arizona. And I think Biden is not going to make it. And they're going to put in Michelle Obama in his place. That's Matt talking. That's my opinion. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'll be on behind the microphone saying, I told you so.
Michelle Obama is sure. Maybe the more you deny something, the more probability it is that it'll come true.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the candidates for Precinct 2, Milam County Constable, in the studio here. Got some questions for him. And it should be a great interview. Number's 254-697-6633. We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Wow. What a show it's been. and what a show it's going to continue to be. The number here is 254-697-6633. Check us out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. You can see us live. And I have evicted Judge Andy and the Colonel and have replaced them with candidates for Precinct 2 Milam County's constable position. Let me make sure I don't get this screwed up. To my left, and we're on Facebook here. You can check it out. And the reason I did, I'll tell you in a second. Carlton Scott.
Yes, sir.
Doug Veach. Amanda Sanders Duncan. And Candace Staten. Staten. Thank you. Correct me. And faces, I'm great. Names are terrible. And it's no excuse. No excuse. And let me tell you something. What's great about what we're about to do here, it is 100%, 110% grassroots. Besides you, Candace, I haven't really met you personally before, but I know everybody else in the sense of handshake. Actually, Doug, yeah. I've known of you, but I haven't really met you before. But you're all local. I was able to communicate with you and say, hey, come on in. I mean, Precinct 2 Constable, and I don't make this lightly. I don't mean it in a demeaning manner. We're not going to save the world with Constable Precinct 2. But what we are going to do is show how grassroots politics can get together and the public out there can get to hear you, see you, and know what's on your mind for the position that you're running for, as compared to going in on election day and going, I don't know, I think I saw that name on a sign. I think I heard that name. I like the way the name sounds. I'll just vote for it. We can't have that. We've had too much bad politics that way. So we have positions here that the people need to vote for, and we need to know who we're voting for. That is why I set this up, and all four people here were willing to do it. It is not a hot seat interview. It is strictly, I had the questions already written up. I sent it to everybody. Everybody agreed, and we're going to stick to the plan. Now, they have agreed that if you want to make a call into the studio, they're fine with that. The number is 254-697-6633. Okay. With that said, let's go around the table. Ladies first. Candace, say hi. Who are you? Real quick, and we'll get back into the detail of it. And just get right to the mic about here.
Okay. Candace Staten, running for Milam County Constable Precinct 2. I've lived in the county for about 2.5 years. I've been around Central Texas, 20 years law enforcement. I'm still currently at the sheriff's office part-time for SRO for Cameron and Milano Schools.
Okay, so that's your involvement with the community, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to keep it short because we got the questions coming in and down. Amanda, go ahead. Take this mic because this one doesn't make noise.
Oh, thank you. My name's Amanda Sanders Duncan. I've lived in Milam County the majority of my life. Precinct 2 is where I've grown up. It has all my roots. Over 5 years of law enforcement in Milam County.
So. Canine?
Canine. I'm a canine officer here in Cameron, Texas. I think most of everybody's met Canine Hut.
Yep. Okay, very good. Doug, take the mic here and say who you are, okay?
Yeah, I'm Doug Veach. I'm running for the Constable Precinct 2. My involvement in community, we've started the Brown Center 15, 16 years ago. And so I've been involved in that the whole time, except for this previous Christmas. Also, I've been involved in many other community aspects of supporting all of our community here.
Okay, very good. And Carlton Scott. Carlton, just right about there, buddy.
Morning. Thank you all for having us. First of all, it is a good deal for us to be able to come out here on the airwaves and tell everybody about ourselves. I'm Carlton Scott. I'm retired DPS special agent investigator. I'm a replant back to Milam County. I was here several years ago as a county extension agent and then got bit by the law enforcement bug, and 37 years later retired from DPS. Connie and I live out in the Marlowe community. We are involved in the community. We're members of Marlowe Baptist Church. I'm in the Masonic Lodge here. I'm part of the Milam County Junior Livestock Show Association, as well as we try to go to just about every one of the Yo sporting events that we can go to. We really enjoy it. Now, I say that we're more baseball, football fans, but we do enjoy going to see all these sort of things.
Very good. Sounds good. Okay. Now that everybody said hello, this is either going to be fast or it's going to take a while. So we've got, I allotted about 45 minutes. We got to about 11:30. So let's take it nice and easy. Let's get right into it. You are running for Constable Precinct 2 in Milam County. Here's my question. We'll just go around the table. What experience do you bring to the office that you are seeking, Candace?
I previously worked for Travis County Precinct 5 as a deputy constable there, so I'm familiar with serving civil process, writs, child attachments, and working with the courts. We did a lot of the child enforcement out of Travis County as well. I have 20 years law enforcement. I also was on the FBI's Public Corruption Task Force out of McAllen.
Okay. So that is a lot of experience. I've got Amanda here. Amanda, tell us what you do.
I currently work for the Cameron Police Department. I have over 5 years of experience there. I am their canine officer. I also do some of their PR with National Night Out, Crawfish Bowl, all the fun stuff that brings our community together. Try to keep the bond between community and police. That's kind of what I'm into. I am also familiar with Milam County. Like I said, I've lived here my entire life. Many of the families here know me. Many of the people here know me. I have very deep roots here. Before I started law enforcement with the Cameron Police Department, I also worked in the jail under Doug Beach here for 2 years. I learned a lot. Learned a lot from the people that came before me. It's truly a great thing.
Very good. I'm asking these questions specifically. I want to know who you are, and I want to know what your experiences is before I start asking you questions. So, Doug, what experience do you bring to the office that you're seeking?
Yeah, well, prior, before moving here to Milam County as a jail administrator, I was a Texas State Game Warden for 28 and a half years. I hold quite a few certificates, trained in water rescue, trained in rescue and recovery operations, been through a couple of hurricanes, and then the flood of 98, recovered many bodies there, hate to say. But then moving to Milam County, the late Sheriff David Green asked me to come over here and run the jail. I've run the jail for 15 and a half years. I've been learned a lot of things there. I've been a real advocate on the mental health for our people here in the county, and I really enjoyed living here.
Very good. Now, Carlton Scott. Carlton, please, what experiences do you bring to the office? And I want to make sure that everybody understands the question here. Not a list of stuff, but what does your experience bring to the office that you're seeking?
I think in some ways I'm unique from the other candidates in that I was here as a county agent, and working as a county agent, you've got to be able to talk to people, understand their problems, their issues, and help them find solutions.
Can you clarify what a county agent does?
A county agent works with a lot of rural landowners, farmers, ranchers. My job mainly here was as a 4-H agent, so I traveled with the 4-H'ers doing animal projects at livestock shows and things like that. So that was a lot of my duty while I was here. Also had a radio show when I was here. But in DPS, I was in a kind of a unique service in that we started out in criminal intelligence and then it got morphed into special crimes. And we were the catch-all for the department. What everybody else didn't want to do, we did. So I gained a lot of varied experience on different types of investigations. I mean, I've served papers just like everybody else here probably has, but the experience that I gained from doing a lot of different things throughout the years, sex offender apprehension, civil commitment, monitoring and so forth, and then the governor's fugitive squad, I think all those things, I bring a unique set of experience to this job.
I'm going to ask a question that's not on the list, but it kind of goes with what you just said. I'm keen on definitions. Serving papers. What is your explanation of serving papers? And that can go to anybody who wants to answer it.
Well, I can tell you right out of the law book, the code if you want to, the constable's jobs are pretty much defined in the local government code. And it says that a constable shall execute and return as provided by law each process, warrant, and precept. That's just a big word for a writ or warrant that is directed to the constable and is delivered by a lawful officer. So constables can serve both civil as well as criminal papers. We, you know, we're not limited just to serving eviction notices or you know, these writs that come out for civil process. We are truly law enforcement officers that can serve just any warrant that any other peace officer can, because we're peace officers.
I don't have too much time left in this segment, so I'd like to ask anybody who wants to follow up on that. You want to add any commentary to that as to what a constable's, what is serving papers?
He's correct in everything, and also it's just making sure that the courts can conduct their business efficiently, because you really do work directly for the courts.
Candace or anybody, when you get papers to serve, can you explain the process? This is an ignorant question from me. Okay, how does that work? Anybody can answer. Go ahead. I got 20 seconds. Well, answer it quick.
I'm waving it. No, you got 10 seconds.
All right, never mind. We're going to take a break. I got the candidates here for Milam County Precinct 2, and we're asking questions. You got a comment, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Be back in 3 minutes. Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number
ACLB-009432E. Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free child care, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Mountain's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Hour number three, just starting. If you want to call into the studio, it's 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook Live. You can see all the candidates here. Get a view of their face, hear their voice, know their name, know their thoughts. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook page, check it out. And we're having a great conversation. I want to thank all my sponsors and the people who privately donate as well. Support the sponsors who support the program. I had asked before the break, and then Shelby was frantically telling me I've only got 20 seconds. I was asking, okay, anybody can answer this question for clarification. It was a legitimate ignorance question on my part. What is the process? How do you, a potential constable, get papers to serve? Where does it come from? How does it happen? Just so we all have an understanding. Don't all answer at once.
So, whenever a judge hands you a paper for service, we have to locate the people, and that can be difficult at times, but as before us, you know, we have resources. Once the paper is served, if a person doesn't understand totally what it is, a constable sometimes can explain what they're being served with. There's not a whole lot of constables informed of what's going on in court, but at least that way they can be there to talk them through it and tell them what they do next.
Okay, that was Amanda. Anybody else want to add to it?
Well, they pretty well covered everything. You also the bailiff for the court, mm-hmm. also if they ask for it. So there's a lot to it.
Doug, I have a question on that. Definition once again. What does bailiff mean? Everybody hears it, but what does it actually mean?
Well, when the judge holds a hearing or these things, you're in there in that to make sure the law and orders is properly formed and there's no issues. So you're there for that reason, the protection of the court and the people in the court itself.
And that would be a constable doing that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so a constable gets this definition of bailiff.
We're the peacekeepers of the court.
Peacekeepers of the court. Okay, very good. Great. Let's see. Let's move on here. What issue or issues does law enforcement in general face in today's world? And once again, I'll start over with Candace. Candace, go ahead.
Definitely, I feel it's the public's perception of our profession in today's times. There's always this pendulum swing in law enforcement mm-hmm. of we have support, we don't have support. And I think it's the perception right now. And when I worked for the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, I looked into public corruption. I traveled all over the state of Texas into law enforcement agencies and different police officers. We have about $76,000 law enforcement officers in the state. And honestly, it's about 1% of our populations that causes issues for our profession. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to bridge that gap, working more with the community. And I see more and more of that. And different agencies working together.
Okay. Amanda? Just speak into the mic for me. I'm sorry. I know.
Okay. I agree with what Candace said here. A lot of it is public perception. I've always had pretty good interactions with the public. Also, things that we face, funding. A lot of times, there's not enough funding for the amount of officers that you need in an area. And with that comes the fact that there's not enough officers that are out there willing to work this job due to public perception. That affects high crime rate here, and it makes it tough on officers. Officers suffer a lot from exhaustion just from working so many hours because we're understaffed, underfunded. You know, we're here to protect and serve the people, but at the same time, again, public perception. A lot of other stresses that come with our job here today, it's fear of prosecution. It's something that we all face. We all have to do our job by the book to the letter, because if not, you are subject to it. Just like anyone in the community, we are subject to prosecution, and there's a lot of DAs and a lot of people out there that would love to prosecute an officer.
All right. I've got a question to ask after everybody speaks, so we'll continue on, because it says, what issues does law enforcement face in today's world? That's a big one, because I'm a total backer of the badge. Don't want bad apples, don't get me wrong, but there's got to be this understanding between the one who doesn't wear the badge and the one who wears the badge, and I want to address that in a second. Doug, go ahead. Take that mic.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of issues right now. It seems to happen started about 4 or 5 years ago, the disrespect to law enforcement, the way the children talk to you, their kids, and it's really ashamed. And as you all well know, we lost one officer here, and we also one that was seriously injured. So it's just been a complete change, and we've got to get that turned around some way. We all, as officers, want to do the best and being able to communicate with people and try to do the best we can for the public. But it has been something that's crazy, and hopefully we can get it turned around. And like you said, there's bad apples in everything. I don't care what kind of job or whatever, there's bad apples in everything, and that'll always be there. So you have to work through these things.
Carlson.
I agree with what everybody said. One thing that we're seeing, even though I'm retired from DPS, we're seeing a real lack of good, qualified candidates that will treat this as a career, not as just the next job. Go ahead.
Let me ask a question, but I don't want to stifle you. Why is that? With that question out there, continue what you're saying.
Part of it's fear. Whenever you face, just like the Austin Police Department did from the George Floyd riots, when you have 20 officers that are indicted for doing nothing more than their job.
That's a handful of people sitting on a city board that decided to do that because they got their heads up their backside.
But they have the power, though, Matt. That's the problem.
Who gave them the power? The citizens.
Yes.
Because of their ignorance or their foolhardiness.
Yes. But it has really caused law enforcement officers to step back and say, you know what, I'm not going to get involved unless I absolutely have to. And that's a lot of it, that there's a fear of these younger kids that they don't want to face indictment. I mean, you know, I lived through a civil rights lawsuit years ago. Even though I was totally in the right, I was vindicated. It was a summary judgment. I still had to live through that process for 2 years. And it's a scary process whenever you're facing a criminal indictment from a radical DA. So that's a lot of it. I think one thing we also need to address here is the drugs that we have coming into this country. The fentanyl problems that we have coming in here are a huge problem for law enforcement. You know, they're growing better strains of marijuana. There was a lady that just got basically community service for killing her boyfriend.
Okay, you brought up drugs. Let me bring this up. And anybody can comment anytime you want. Portland, Oregon, declares emergency over fentanyl crisis. Well, that's great. But that was 3 years after they decriminalized drug possession. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm saying it's so important for you to know your people and to understand what's going on, because you, the people, are voting in people who make decisions that, look, you got the average Joe or Jane here wearing a badge wanting to do their civil duty to protect the citizenry because they're honorable. Yet you got schmucks behind an elevated desk that looks down upon you and says, this is what we have deemed to be permissible. Okay, you got to know who they are. This is ridiculous. All right, get me back on track. Media, all four of you spoke, and the word, this big word, flashes in front of me. Media. Why do you think you're having the problems that you just said? Is it because it's just a natural element, or is it because it's media pushed? This is not a trick question. This is a serious question, because I've been doing this a long time. And I know the media is a business. And the owner of the business wants ratings. And ratings take certain types of headlines. And headlines can persuade people to think stupid things. So let's go around the table. What do you think?
If they would start showing more of the positive things in law enforcement, the different things that we do, the Brown Santa stuff and the different parades and the going to the schools and reading, seeing more in a positive light than just the negative. It's always the negative that gets highlighted, in my personal opinion, and it doesn't represent our total population. Again, it was about 1% of our profession.
Okay, let's walk off your comment. 1%. I'm watching videos. I do this constantly to study, you know, convenience store robberies, all that kind of stuff. So I see all sorts of stuff. And you get people pulled over by a cop, and the individual goes, I don't need to show you my ID. I don't need you to do this. They're hostile. And they're hostile because they're seeing bad information given out. When a cop pulls me over, I'm like, the windows are down, the engine's off, my hands are on the wheels. Yes, officer, because I put myself behind the badge. I say, what would I want? What would I want? And that's respect and dignity to an officer who's willing to put their life on the line. All right. You just have to shut me up, Amanda, and just go. Any comments?
Media, yeah. See, the media works for us sometimes, and it also works against us. You know, in my line of work, I pulled over a young man one time, and I remember he was trembling. And I was like, why are you crying and why are you trembling? He goes, I am so scared right now. He obviously wasn't from Milam County, but the kid was scared of me. And I was like, you have absolutely no reason to be afraid of me. I said, you were stopped on a simple traffic stop here. I was like, I'm not going to hurt you. I have no reason to hurt you. I said, we're going to get this traffic stop together. And I, you know, allowed him to call his mom just to make sure he felt comfortable. 16-year-old kid scared of cops because of things that he has seen on social media.
Okay. I mean, I got to cut you off. We're going to take a hard break. When we come back in 3 minutes, Doug Carlton, I'll ask you the same question. And we're going to move through these questions fast because we've got about till 11:30 to get it done. Be back in three.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
County Precinct 2 Constable. And we're going to continue on, not to waste any time here. I had asked the question about media. How does media play into this? And we're here with Doug Veach. Doug, take the mic right there and tell us what you think. Does media have any effect in what's going on here?
Well, it definitely does, and it's very obvious of the present administration we got from Washington makes it so obvious of these things that it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know where the word common sense left the people, but it left them. And I'm really disappointed in the media. There's so many things that are so obvious that a normal person would understand, and they still try to go left with it. So,
you know what the problem with normal people are? They're too busy doing a job. Yeah, these people who are making rules, they don't have a job, they don't know what they're doing, they're sitting on a council, and they're making stupid decisions. I mean, I see it all the time.
Oh, I agree with you. It's totally, but like I said, the present administration we got pushes these issues. They bring it to the public, and the media follows them along with it. So hopefully we can get a change here and try to change the world around, because it is in a terrible shape.
Carlson, what do you got?
You know, let me,
I
agree.
Can you hear him okay?
I agree. Let me give you a quote from probably one of the greatest presidents of our time.
Ronald Reagan.
We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It's time to restore the American precept that each individual is accountable for his actions.
Yes.
The media will not look at what did this person do. They start trying to make an excuse for their upbringing, their home life, their...
Now, there's a legitimate buffer zone of... That was a weird situation. We'll be considerate of that. But in general, what you're saying, sure. I totally agree.
And, you know, when the media stands in front of a burning building and says it was mostly a peaceful protest, you know, those sort of things, the people that are informed, they say, what are you talking about? And the media has shifted badly. Well, I went the wrong way. They've shifted badly. And all they want to do is make a big story and make law enforcement look like the bad guys.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all the major news outlets are privately owned, or maybe corporate owned, but you got a board of executives that want to make profit. They've got to put headlines out that make... It's clickbait. That's all it is. It's a
propaganda.
It's a business. It's propaganda. Thank you, Carl. All right, moving on, because time is short. Everybody here, Milam County is expecting tremendous growth in the near future. I have three sub-questions to this. How should we as a county prepare for and handle that expected growth? How will the first responders be affected? And C, specifically, how will the constable's office that you're running for be affected? Candace, go ahead. I know it's a lot.
So pre-planning, stable foundation is essential for our county for the growth that's going to come. We're going to need to be able to think outside the box on a lot of things and have the ability to grow within the county. Because public safety is crucial in providing an environment where people and businesses are safe. Your other question on the first responders, how they're...
Yeah, I know I threw it all together.
Yeah, that's okay. That's kind of, I'm trying to think over your questions at the same time.
But how will the first responders be affected?
They're going to be busy. They're going to be busy. Everybody's going to be busy. Constable's office affected, same thing. Busy. More civil process, more lawsuits, more child custody issues. Everyone will be busy.
And then specifically, how will the constable office be affected?
Same. It's going to be busy. Thing. It's the more civil over. Process. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
More civil process, more disputes, more lawsuits are going to be coming with the construction. There's going to be construction lawsuits that come out. So everyone will be very busy.
Okay. Amanda, why don't you give me your take on it?
Basically, same thing that Candace just said. We're going to have to grow with it. Milam County has always been very small, very rural. It's time for change. It really is. You're going to look at new jobs, new homes.
You know, Amanda, I've noticed that Milam County is like they're stuck in their ways, so they need to be opened up to that.
It's going to be different, and it's going to be difficult for a lot of people who, like you said, they are stuck in their ways. I mean, they're not totally against change, but at the same time, you got to think it's a rural area. These are farmers, these are ranchers, these are people who have owned their lands for centuries. Having to share that now and basically sometimes sell parts of your land just for housing development, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be very difficult for some. Here at the count or the first responders, it's going to be rough. We're going to have to grow. We're going to have to get bigger. We've already have issues with our first responders as far as AMR. We are constantly short, and it's not. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because you're talking and it's bringing me up ideas. It was what I wanted to say last time, and that is, you've got people spending money on a football field or a basketball court or a new building, but they won't spend the extra money for law enforcement, first responders for fire or medical. It always seems like those three things are shortchanged.
Yes, in a way we are. I mean, there it is. You have to equal out your growth, your expenditures, because you're going to have to find a way to keep these people coming into this county, and you're going to have to find a way to support the growth as far as law enforcement. I mean, activities versus safety. I mean, what are you going to do? But for first responders, we have to start giving out more funding. I mean, that's where we're short the biggest problem. I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, Doug, here are the questions. Go ahead and tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, well, honestly, I hope we don't get a tremendous growth. I would like to see growth, but not no tremendous growth, because I'm sure the other people think like I do. Who wants to be like Austin? Who wants to be like Hutto? Because this is what this county is about. It's a small, rural county. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody gets along. And I do realize we have to have growth. There's no question about that. But tremendous growth is scary. And like I said, I hope we never become a big city with too many issues, because that's what growth brings you. It brings you issues, it brings you crimes, it brings you drugs, and I know there's probably no way around it, but like I said, I hope we have a slow growth. As far as first responders, that is true. You have to hire quality people. You have to have people that want to work for you, and you got to pay them. That's the bottom line. You have to pay people what they're worth. And we definitely have to have good law enforcement, and you sure want somebody to come to you if one of your loved ones has a heart attack or sick. You don't want an ambulance. It takes an hour and a half to get there, an hour, and that's the things you're going to have to address. And as far as I know, they're trying to address. They're already in the process of addressing these things, but we got a lot of issues in this county, as we all well know.
All right, Doug, just for the sake of time, I got to go to Carlton. Carlton, go ahead and answer the question, sir.
The one thing that I keep seeing through all these growth issues is the county government has got to have a long-range plan. They've got to look to the future and say, what are we expecting to come here? Rather than be reactive, which so many municipalities are, you've got to have a plan to look at the future growth and be able to accept that growth and make those changes. First responders are the same. We're going to be more busy than what we are right now. We're going to need more people to take care of the calls, to take care of whatever's going on in the county. The constable's office is going to fall into that. There's probably going to need to be some augmented duties for the constable's office, not just civil process, not just bailiff, but be out there and do some sort of a patrol function and an assistance function with the other law enforcement to kind of supplement them to make things work better.
Absolutely. All right, very good. Everybody's got a great answer. Look, I've got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to ask the final question, so let's break it up accordingly. The question is, if you get elected, how do you envision the job as constable? Candace, go ahead.
To serve the people in the court, treat people fairly, and make sure the court can conduct its business and continue to grow with this county.
Okay. Amanda?
I see it being a very fulfilling and exciting position. It's all about change, learning new things. I think it's going to be great. I'll be able to serve my community in all new ways.
Fantastic. Doug?
About the same. Like I say, I expect to do a little more. I would like to patrol the county roads more. I'd like to help any agency that needs help. So it'll be a joint venture of all of us trying to work together. Because, like I said, if you grow, you're going to need everybody. So that's my answer.
Colton,
I think adhering to the constitutional duties first and foremost. I mean, we've got to take care of the civil process, the serving the papers that the county wants us to serve. We've got to serve as that bailiff for the JP courts. But I think also we've got to supplement and help other agencies to make sure that we get the job done every day.
Okay, how much time I got?
Yeah.
One minute. Well, let me say this. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming in here, because I know sometimes you get the impression you're going to be in a hot seat. I don't work that way. I haven't worked that way for 8 years. So you all came in here. I had questions I gave to everybody. You all answered them honorably. And let me tell you something out there, ladies and gentlemen. Each one of these people in this room are honorable in their own right. They may have different slight angles on different topics. So you now, being more informed out there, can make a better decision when it comes to voting as to who you want to be constable in Precinct 2. Okay, I'm not pushing out anybody's name out there. I'm pushing out who they are, what they do, what they think, so you can make a better decision, okay? And I think it was really great. Everybody did 20 seconds? Okay, great job. Thank you for coming in. What we're going to do when we come back, if everybody can stay, I know Candace, you're on a tight schedule, but we'll see if we can sneak in. We're going to do two stories of self-defense. I got the colonel and Judge. Is Judge still here?
I'm here.
Yeah.
God,
he's hiding in the corner.
Chair.
Man, I would have been killed, Judge. All right, we're going to do two stories of self-defense. It's always a fun time. Be back in 3 minutes. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Put the music. music back on. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. We are now in one of our most favorite segments of the program, and that is True Stories of Self-Defense. We take it from the Armed Citizens column from the American Rifleman. This one is...
Oh, I forgot the intro music.
What's the intro?
Last week, I played the Rifleman's theme intro.
Oh, is that right?
And it went
gunshots?
Well,
oh, that's a trivia question. How many gunshots did... Chuck Connors actually shoot in the opening of The Rifleman.
Three?
No, it was more than three, but it's less than what you think. Yes.
I don't know. I was just looking at him. He was so handsome.
All right, here we go. Armed Citizens Column. I don't remember what... I think this is from 1963 or something.
It's older.
And you're going to recognize that the handguns are different, the calibers are different, and the accuracy is superb. Here we go. Story number one. When a customer in his Indianapolis, Indiana... package store drew a 9-inch hunting rifle and held it to his hunting knife and held it to his throat while demanding money, manager John Sarantino handed it over. But Sarantino took a caliber 38 revolver from a drawer as the theft left and fired a shot as he stepped into the street and then pursued him, firing as a car tried to pick him up. The thief stumbled and fell. Sorrentino summoned police, who found the knife and cash and took the man into custody. Okay, this is great because I got law enforcement in here. Here's my commentary on this subject. If the threat is over, let it go. Otherwise, you'll be sued to oblivion. This guy, Sorrentino, he took the revolver up from the drawer. The thief left. Then he fired a shot and stepped in the street and then... blah, blah, blah. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. In this day and age, back then it might have been okay in the 60s, but in this day and age, you pull a gun out and start chasing somebody on the street after the threat is over, you're screwed. Do I have any commentary from the audience here?
It's a different time when this was written, so yeah.
I got four law five law enforcement here. Come on, I want commentary.
Well, you still have the penal code that tells you that you can prevent theft at night. Now, I don't know what time this happened. It doesn't say. And that when it darkness falls,
well, no, let's take it step by step here, Carl.
But this, if Carl, you just look at this, no.
Okay, he took a 38 caliber revolver from a drawer
as he was leaving.
As the theft left, now you, as he's leaving before he leaves the property, okay, that's a different story because it's a theft. It's a criminal act in action. But then he goes down the street, so you got to make sure you're not shooting rounds downrange. Okay, all right. Story number two. I'm taking your pen.
No, I got one of those. All right. While one man held a shotgun pointed at him through the screen door of his Hamilton, Georgia cafe, and another herded J.H. Roberts around the counter towards the cash. As Roberts passed his wife, she handed him a caliber 38.
Right on, man.
She just slid.
Right on.
She handed him the 38 revolver, and Roberts opened fire, felling the man in the cafe and bullets below the heart in the arm. Roberts then turned his fire on the man outside, who drove away. Already wanted by police in the connection with another holdup, he was in soon picked up with a bullet-loaded, bullet-hold auto.
All right, I'm taking over on this conversation.
I hate how they
Here's the deal.
Right on.
This guy gets passed a 38 revolver from his wife.
Right.
They're working in tandem. If you have children, mama... take care of those kids. Have your firearm ready. Daddy, you better take care of the situation. If you fail, mama's your backup. This was perfect. It doesn't say anything about kids, but mama gave him a 38. A nice slide move. That was fantastic. All right, moving on. Go ahead, Judge.
My wife was a shoddy.
Tampa, Florida. Night service station operator Alfonso Pierce was approached by a man with a gun and told to reach. Pierce took a caliber 38 revolver from his pocket and fired three shots as the bandit ran. An anonymous tip led police to a man dead in a trailer.
All right. Go ahead. Move on. Getting a lot of calls anyway.
Clarence Williams was awakened and armed with a pistol by his mother, who had seen a prowler wearing heavy canvas gloves and a cap pulled low over his face, forcing a window of their Houston, Texas home. While Miss Williams phoned police, Clarence and his father, armed with a rifle, circled the house. As they closed in, the mother shot the elder Williams in the foot and then wheeled to shoot Clarence, but the hammer of the pistol caught in the heavy gloves. Clarence emptied his own weapon at the ex-convict and killed him.
I was out of the room. Who can give me commentary?
Well,
he's dead.
You know, this is perfectly legal. Everything went right down to last letter, and don't pull a gun on somebody's got one if you don't want to get hit.
Candace,
all right, this thing, but going outside, you're in the house, you're secure. If you go outside and you start a fight, there's an 80% probability you're going to get a hole in you.
Thank you, Colonel.
And this is what happened. The one guy got shot, and the other guy would have gotten shot if the guy hadn't caught the revolver or his hammer. And he's,
I was out of the room. Your commentary tells me exactly what I need to know. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in your house and there's something bad going on, call 911. Do not go out of your house. Do not do it, because the odds say law enforcement will be out there. They don't know who you are. And all of a sudden, you come out there with a gun, you might get your rear end shot, okay? Amanda, go ahead.
From his living quarters in the rear of his Big Springs, Kansas store, W.C. Long was able to hear sounds of breaking glass. He armed himself with a 12-gauge shotgun and went to the store, where he found two men. One shot killed one who had a long record of convictions and wounded the other.
That's a pretty brief commentary here. He basically went there, saw the stuff going on, and took a shot, got one.
Yeah.
Okay, easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
About the old ones, though, they're kind of written a little wonky. Mm-hmm.
Doug, take this mic, buddy.
Yeah, you had me taking this one.
You're going to be take. Right, starts here, though. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you had me
it
taking.
Starts at the bottom. Having been robbed.
Yeah, start down here.
Okay.
Yeah, start down here.
Having been robbed at gunpoint and ordered to the rear of the South Salt, Utah store by a thief wanted elsewhere and seriously wounding a clerk in another holdup. Carl A. Tempton grabbed his .38 automatic and rushed to the street as a gunman headed toward his car. Tempton fired, and the thief returned the fire and sped away in a car. The store owner jumped in his pickup and chased the holdup until he stopped his car and got out, put his gun on the sidewalk, and surrendered and wounded the owner.
Don't do that.
That's not good.
Don't do that. You could have done it in the 60s, but in 2024, you're going to jail.
Yep. Okay? Yep. That's how you know he'll be scot-free and you'll be in jail.
That's right. Carlton, take it away, buddy.
A customer entered the Gardena, California liquor store where a retired police officer, Lee Burris, is a clerk, drew a revolver and demanded money or Burris's life. Burris, in his spectacle knocked off by the bandit, drew his .38 revolver and killed the would-be robber with bullets in the chest and side.
Not only is he shooting at .38, not only is it a revolver, not only is it the 1960s, but he shot with accuracy. You get these articles in 2024, and it's like they shot him in the leg. The shots were fired, but the person moved on. These stories, it's sight on target, bullet on target. It's fantastic.
Hey,
Jack Dickinson and his son Paul have captured seven men in recent burglary attempts in their Cincinnati, Ohio service station. Hearing the alarm in their home, they armed themselves again with a .22 rifle and shotgun and went to the station. As the thief fled from the front of the station, Paul fired three shots from his rifle, dropping the break-in. Police arrested an accomplice nearby and charged both with breaking and entering.
My guess, law enforcement here, tell me if I'm right on this. When you read these stories, law enforcement probably is having poker games with the people who just took the shot. They're probably going to the local bar and saying, hey, Bob, what's going on? Hey, Jane, it's good to see you. How are the kids doing? Collecting a lot of eggs today, are you?
You're getting into pioneer age. You're going way too far back.
In the 60s? No, ma'am. No. Back then, big time.
All right.
Am I up?
Yep.
I think so.
Wait a minute. That was a... Oh, no. We're one ahead of you. I got the bandit one, right?
Yep.
A bandit with a revolver and a note demanding money entered Joseph Neha's Detroit, Michigan grocery store. Neha's ducked behind the counter, grabbed a revolver, and fired three shots, two of which put the holdup man in the hospital for critical condition. ABC, 1, 2, 3, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
All right, mine's different, but it's still a killer, so I'm okay.
Brandishing a caliber .22 pistol, a thief entered James E. Ralph's Little Rock, Arkansas package store and said, "Give me your money and put your hands up," to the clerk on duty. As the clerk handed over the money from the cash register, Ralph fired a 30-30 rifle from the rear of the store, killing the holdup.
30-30.
It's
going to take a while to clean that place up.
Yeah. After handing over the cash from one cashier's register to the robber, who confronted him in his Chicago, Illinois drugstore, Mitchell Novak reached behind the second cash register for a gun and shot the thief twice in the chest.
Accuracy, man.
There you go.
Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Accuracy is key. Fantastic. You all did a great job. We're going to take a break. Come back for the final segment of the program. The number here is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can check us out live on Facebook at Aaron's Gun Shop, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provides sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang now. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I want to thank all the candidates from Precinct 2 in Milam County. We had a great conversation. It was good. Good information, so I hope that helped you out. I've got a final segment here before we go to the top of the hour, and I want to hit two articles, and then we'll do some announcements. So, Colonel, get your announcements ready, sir. The first one is Elon Musk's AI Grok gives stunningly accurate description of why governments destabilize countries for power. Now, Colonel, Judge, you've been around me long enough. What I'm about to read to you, we did on our own accord. Based on the, we had to go hunt it, but the AI did it in a nanosecond.
Right.
So here we go. Elon Musk's AI on X called Grok is being praised for its answer to why corrupt governments would want chaos. Grok's eye-opening answer revealed much, including the power of false flag events to limit civil liberties and manipulate public opinion. All after being asked, why would a corrupt government want chaos in the streets? Here's the answer. This is an incredibly accurate and succinct definition of how the mind of a tyrant works. Thank God we have at least one AI that is half honest. So here it is. Here's the transcript. A corrupt government might want chaos in the streets for several reasons, such as, one, distraction. By creating chaos, the government can divert the public's attention from its own corruption and shortcomings. Two, power consolidation. A government can use chaos as a pretext to increase its power, limit civil liberties, and crack down on opposition. Three, economic gain. Some corrupt officials might profit from chaos by exploiting the situation for personal gain, such as through black market activities or by receiving bribes to restore order. Four, undermining opposition. Creating chaos can weaken political opponents and make it more difficult for them to organize and challenge the government. Five, provoking a reaction, and this is me talking, the Hegelian dialectic. A government might want chaos in the streets to provoke a response from the public, which could then be used to justify further crackdowns or to garner support for government's actions. The Hegelian dialectic. The government or whoever's in charge wants an end product. Because they study human nature, they know if they cause a problem, human nature will scream for a solution, which they already have, and they will give you as long as you give up your rights.
That's it. They want the public to call for an oligarchy to give them security, temporary security.
And what is
just what is, like ancient Israel said, we want a king, we want a king, we want a king, and God saying no, no, no.
And what does Benjamin say on that?
Those that give up essential rights for temporary security will have neither.
Neither, that's right. And finally, six, manipulation of public opinion. By controlling the narrative around the chaos, a corrupt government can manipulate public opinion and shape the way people perceive their situation. Now, Grok, the artificial intelligence answer of how to authoritarians can sow and utilize discord, brings to mind the World Economic Forum head, which is Klaus Schwab, which I call Q-Ball, infamous speech about preparing for an angrier world. Speaking of him, let's go to the next article. X's AI chat box, Grok, roasts the World Economic Global's kingpin, Klaus Schwab, i.e. Q-Ball. It had some blistering things to say about the World Economic Forum frontman Klaus Schwab issuing hilarious critiques of the globalist kingpin's plan for world domination. In a screenshot posted by ex-owner Elon Musk, Grok, set to fun mode, took pointed jabs at the Great Reset architect, writing, "Oh boy, where do I even begin on this one?" So here it goes. Grok roasts Klaus Schwab at World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab, the man, the myth, the guy who probably thinks the greatest reset is a catchy name for his plan to take over the world, Glock joked, adding, I mean, come on, who names their evil plan after a Windows update? The chat box proceeded to dress down Schwab, savaging the unelected bureaucrat who at one time bragged his World Economic Forum influences world governments by having their young global leaders penetrate each nation's cabinets, which they do. So, Klaus, you want to improve the state of the world, huh? Well, I've got news for you, buddy. The only thing you've improved is the global supply of eye rolls every time you open your mouth. Yep. Your stakeholder capitalism sounds like a fancy way of saying, screw the little guy and make the rich richer. I'm liking this AI. Here we go. And don't even get me started on your fourth industrial revolution, the AI system continued. It's like you watched The Terminator and thought, hey, that looks like a great idea.
Sarcasm.
Continuing. And let's not forget about the charming personality it added. You know, the one that makes a root canal seem like a pleasant alternative to listening to you drone on about resilient, equitable, and sustainable societies. I'm pretty sure even Elon Musk would rather be stuck in a Twitter edit button meeting than endure another one of your inspiring speeches. The AI.
You need to have him on.
You know, Elon Musk listens to my show.
Yeah, I know he does.
If he's smart, so I'm assuming he listens to the
show. That's right. All smart people do.
And Trump listens. The AI bot goes on to blast Schwab for hosting his group's yearly meetings in Switzerland, where he complains about being out of touch with the general populace. Quote, but hey, at least you've got a sense of humor, right? I mean, who else would think it's a good idea to hold a conference in Davos, Switzerland, and then wonder why people call you out of touch? It's like holding a climate summit in a coal mine and being surprised when people say you're not taking it seriously.
And
the chatbot concludes Schwab has read too many dystopian novels and should hang up his tired Great Reset shtick. And he says, so in conclusion, Klaus, you're a walking, talking example of what happens when someone reads too many dystopian novels and starts to think that they're a self-help guide. But hey, keep on doing what you do, buddy. We'll be over here trying to resist the urge to facepalm every time you say Great Reset. Wow, that was pretty good. Colonel, you have it?
I have it.
All right,
okay.
Let me clarify. Word of the day was nominate or nomination, whatever. We have Kurt coming in, one of our poets, and Colonel's going to read it.
And he's our poet laureate. Why not nominate's the word? Why not nominate the only man who has proven he can get the job done? This veteran still under oath stands with that singular patriotic man.
That was a rough read. Try it again.
Yeah, I didn't understand it.
Okay, now, why not nominate the only man who has proven he can get the job done? This veteran, meaning Kurt, still under oath stands.
Okay, yeah.
Little rough, but I got it. Very good, Kurt. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for submitting the poem there. Hopefully we can get you on sometimes. You can say
that was a cold read.
That was a cold read. Okay, Shelby, how much time I got?
Two and a half.
Let me do an announcement. I've got, and the Colonel's got one too. I want to reiterate, on March 2nd, I will have a self-defense home invasion seminar. We just had one. It was fantastic. We're going to have another one March 2nd. Seating is limited. Check it out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventure page. There's a PayPal button there. You can purchase your spot. Limited seating. It's going to go quick. And I assure you that when you come to my class and you finish my class, you will leave empowered, thinking, oh my gosh, I never knew all this stuff. And Judge, I think you can attest to that, right?
That's right. You know, the class is outstanding, outstanding class you need to go to. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of teaching there. Morningstar Ranch is having our annual telethon drive. We need 300. We need
3,000.
We need $300 scholarship for our kids to go to camp this year. That's $30,000. We need 450 scholarships for the vets to be paid for this year. So we need a lot of money.
And if you can't remember anything, remember aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. All the links are there. Morningstar Ranch is there. Click on it and you'll get to them. Colonel, go ahead, sir.
All right. The Central Texas Tea Party on the 20th of February at 6:30 in the Harris Community Center, 402 North Alexander in Belton. Andy Eller, the State Republican Executive Committee Representative, will be speaking. And I suspect that it will be talking some about how you get ready for the conventions that are coming up, the precinct, county, and state conventions for the Republican Party.
Shelby, how much time do I have?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Do you have anything you want to say?
Just that stay patient with the station and keep supporting Matt's show because it's a good show. And, you know, just try to keep it light.
And there you go. Shelby said it. It must be true. Okay. I want to thank everybody who came on. Judge, Colonel, Shelby, candidates, listeners, callers, thank you very much. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll start it all over again. But until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.